This is Alive with Joseph.
Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So we're looking at what I titled the mystery of light. Walking in light is God's will for us as his children. It is the will of God for you as a believer, as a child of God, to walk in light. That was why the Bible makes it clear that he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called you and I out of darkness into his marvelous light. So God knew that light would be very necessary. God knew that light would be needed, especially as we approach the end time. As we come to the end of the age, God knew that light to be very, very crucial and important. So he made sure that he called you and I out of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. That is, walking in light is a critical requirement for you to be able to succeed or for you to successfully exist here on the planet Earth as a child of God. Why do you need light? Number one, you need light because we live in a time where there is an intense darkness, or let me put it this way, there is intense satanic lawlessness. We're in the times of satanic lawlessness, intense wickedness, intense demonic recklessness. And the Bible tells us that the world in which we live in is under the control of the evil one. 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, you will find that there. So wickedness is on the increase, and as a result, the need for light becomes stronger and necessary. The need for light becomes stronger. Otherwise, you and I can become a victim of satanic wickedness of our time if we do not have light. That is to say, God knew that wickedness will increase. So he made sure that you and I comes into light so that we can be able to rule in the midst of the wickedness that is prevalent in our time. Another reason why you need light is because we are in a season of intense darkness. The Bible actually called it gross darkness, according to Isaiah chapter 16. The Bible called it gross darkness. We're in a season of intense darkness. We're in a season of intense antichrist sentiments. We're in a season of intense anti-church sentiments. We're in a season of intense anti-Bible sentiments. We're in a season of intense anti-God sentiments. We're in a time where haters of Christ, haters of his church, haters of God's people have multiplied. We're in the time where haters of church, haters of God's people have multiplied. I'm yet to see anybody write anything apart from opposition parties who do that. I'm yet to see any blogger or anybody who write things about pastors and church write anything about politicians. I'm yet to see them write anything about the politicians all over the globe that are stealing from the people, stealing taxpayers' money, doing all kinds of craziness, recklessness, you know, immoral living, all kinds of wickedness. I'm yet to see anybody write about them. But when it comes to church, you can see heavy anti-church sentiment. It's so heavy that even believers have been recruited into that movement. Church people have been recruited into that movement. Anti-church, anti-God sentiment, anti-Bible sentiment. We're in a time where haters of Jesus and his church and God's people have multiplied. We're in a time where people boldly and publicly hate God, hate the church, hate the people of God. They go online, speak against God, speak against his church without any fear. The things that they cannot do to politicians. The things that they cannot do to politicians. You cannot just wake up and go speak against certain politicians anyhow. You know it will be chai. You know the person will be deleted. They know. But they speak against God, speak against the church, speak against God's children, speak against the pastor. Why? Because we are in the season of gross darkness, intense darkness, and the whole agenda is to intimidate the church, to silence the church. They want to push the church into a corner. They want to push the church into a corner. So they relentlessly attack the church so as to push the church into a state of irrelevance. But I declare it will never happen in the name of Jesus, because Jesus will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? So we're in that season, anti-church sentiment, anti-Jesus sentiment, anti all kinds of, you know, the, again, once is the church, you know, one pastor misses it, everybody's all over the place. One doctor misses it, they say it's human error. How many doctors kill people every day? Because we are in the season of gross darkness, in a season where anti-church sentiment is all over the place. But listen, friends, the church with light will not allow that to happen. Why? Because we are the light of the world. Can I hear you thunder? I am the light of the world. Can I hear thunder? I am the light of the world. Listen, friends, we are not the ones that should be set aside. We are not the ones that should be tamed. We are actually the ones that must tame the devil and put him under control. Why? Because as long as Jesus has not yet come back, you and I must rule this earth, hold our grounds until Jesus returns back to rapture the church. And as long as he has not returned back to rapture the church, we are not going to be pushed back. We are not going to be set aside. The believer, we are not going to be put in a state of irrelevance. We are going to rule. The scripture says, rule in the midst of your enemies. We are going to rule in their midst, whether they like it or not. And I declare the light to rule in the midst of your enemies. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. So friends, when God is saying to us, it is our year of light, what God is simply doing is militarizing us so that you and I can arise in various sectors of life, in various living, and clear off the noise of the wicked, and clear off the noise of the devil in those areas where you and I have found ourselves in, and return the devil back to hell where he belongs to. Hallelujah. So by light, we are the generation that will light up everywhere. We will leave no room for any trace of darkness. Why? Because creation is waiting for our manifestation. Romans 8:19. Creation is waiting for our manifestation. We are not going to leave any room for darkness. We are definitely going to manifest by light. And listen, friends, if the devil and his agent makes noise, we will tell them to keep quiet. If the devil shout, hey, we will shout, hey, hey. If the devil say, ha, we will not cower. No, no. We will shout, ha, ha. Why? Because we are not going to keep quiet. We are the church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And when I talk about the church, I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about you and I. Therefore, this morning, this evening, I pray for you. Anywhere the gates of hell will arise against you this year, I declare they will not prevail in the name of Jesus. In that office, they will not prevail in the name of Jesus. In your business arena, the gates of hell will not prevail against you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen scatter the gates of hell. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So that is why we need light. We need light in this season so that you can move with ruggedity, so that you can speak with audacity, so that you can discharge your authority with ferocity. That is why we need light. We need light so that your movement can be rugged, your speaking can be audacious, your discharging of authority can be ferocious. You will not negotiate with the devil anywhere you find him. You find him in that business territory where God has planted you. You will clear him off. You find him in your family. You clear him off. You find him in that office. You clear him off. Why? Because you are the light of the world. And the Bible says, no one lights a candle and put it under the chair. When a candle is lit, it is placed on top of the table so that it can give light to everything around it. I declare over you tonight, you will give light to everyone around you in the name of Jesus. You will give light to your children in the name of Jesus. You will give light to your family in the name of Jesus. I declare, let your light so shine in the name of Jesus. Give me two powerful amen. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Thunder, I am light. Thunder, I am light. Understand, we're in the season where oppression has multiplied. Affliction has also multiplied. Sickness is everywhere. Disease is everywhere. We're in a world of darkness. And the Bible said gross darkness. So in this gross dark world, you cannot afford not to walk in light. You can't afford not to be light. It will be too expensive. There's so much witchcraft, manipulation everywhere. Witches have even come out openly. They are now in the open. They no longer hide. In the days when I got born again, in the early 90s, I got born again in 1991. It is difficult. Even when someone is said, accused to be a witch, they say, no, I'm not a witch. But in these days, they come out openly. They're in the social media. They are displaying their wickedness. The other day, I saw something on TV. My daughter showed me something on TV. This woman, who is a clear witch, decorated witch, giving a reality program. Probably some of you even watched the reality program. Giving a reality program. Was openly boasting on how she uses witchcraft to bewitch men. And how she helps other women to tie men down in their lives. Occult practices have practically multiplied. These witches have somehow also entered the church, carrying Bibles, preaching fallacies and falsehoods. The same woman I'm talking about is, you know, I saw she's also been invited to churches in Gauteng. Churches invite her. Water spirits manifesting themselves. Listen, I came to declare this year, anywhere you enter, you will take over in the name of Jesus. You will take over in the name of Jesus. No witch will make noise around you in the name of Jesus. No water spirit will prosper around you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen scatter the gates of hell. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Even churches are inviting her. A non-witch. Churches bring her to their pulpits. No more discernment. Because the believer is no longer carrying light. Witches will wake up and start carrying Bible, set up a pulpit, and start preaching. It will not be under our watch. I say it will not be under your watch. It will not be under my watch. In the name of Jesus. Let your light shine in this season. In the name of Jesus. Thunder, I am light. And I declare after today, every force of hell making noise around you, I silence them in the name of Jesus. By the light you carry, no witch, no wizard, no custodian or water spirit shall survive around you in the name of Jesus. Your light will quench their darkness in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Let me quickly show you something before I release you to go with the few minutes I have. It's a 21 day, so it's going to be an amazing journey. Hallelujah. Don't miss one day. Are you hearing me? Don't let anybody cheat you. No, don't miss one day. Because every day it will be greater light. Greater light. Greater light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that translation said, wonderful light. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which are not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Here, the Apostle Peter is describing a kind of people. He also tells us what you and I have been called out of. And it tells us that at the same time what we have also been called into. It tells us what we have been called out of and what we have been called into. We have been called out of darkness into marvelous light. Not just any kind of light. Glorious light. Wonderful light. Marvelous light. Then he said, by this light you have been called into. You that have no identity. You now have an identity. What is your identity? A child of God. And that by the same light you have now received the mercy of God. By the same light, you have received the mercy of God. Understand, friends, that light carries an expression of God himself. And also, light is an expression of grace and power. Light carries an expression of God himself. It is also an expression of grace and power. And when you study the Bible very well, you will notice that anytime the Bible has ever connected light to Satan, it is to reveal him as a deceiver and as a fraud. Anytime the Bible connected lights to Satan is to reveal him as a deceiver and as a fraud. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14, I read the NLT translation. He said, but I am not surprised. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. He masquerades as an angel of light. He is not an angel of light. He only disguises himself as an angel of light. I pray for you. Any angel of darkness that is masquerading as light around you, I declare by the light you carry, let them be disgraced. Let them be put to shame in the name of Jesus. And when you study further in scriptures, you will notice also that Satan was once a light bearer. The Bible called him the son of the morning. Isaiah 14 verse 12. You will see that there. He said, how are thou falling from heaven? O Lucifer, son of the morning. How are thou cut down to the ground? Which did us weaken the nations. This was his level. Before pride brought him down, God judged him and reduced him to what he is today. So friends, light in the Bible has always carried a positive connotation. Light is not used for anything negative in the Bible. And all this is for you and I to be able to understand what it means for 2025 to be our year of light. And also for us to understand what it means for you to be a custodian of this light. So let's look at a few things quickly about light. Number one thing I want us to see about light is light represents illumination into the truth that is in God's word. Light represents illumination into the truth that is in God's word. It represents intuition. It represents awareness. It represents discernment. That is, every time the Bible talks about light, it talks about it in regards to insight. Every time the Bible talks about light, the Bible talks about light in regards to insight. And one of the most powerful prayers the Apostle Paul prayed for the Church of Jesus Christ was primarily about illumination. He prayed and said, I have not stopped thanking God for you. Ephesians 1, 16 to 18. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. You can put it for me in King James Version. Make it bigger for me. Just put it and leave it there. I will return back to it. Now, the typical translation puts it this way. It said, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, will impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through the deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. So when we talk about light, I just read TPT translation. Put it on the screen as well for me. I gave it to you, isn't it? Put it on the screen. TPT translation, that's what I read now. So when we talk about light, it means an unusual access into revelation by the Holy Ghost. That is why you and I need to understand the importance of knowledge in the kingdom that you belong to. Because friends, in this kingdom that you belong to, your dominion is on the basis of light. Your rulership is at the instance of light and knowledge. You cannot rule in darkness. You cannot rule when you are not enlightened. You cannot rule when you have no insight. You cannot rule in the business arena when you have no light. You cannot rule in marriage when you have no light. So your rulership, your dominion in the kingdom you belong to is at the instance of light. The Bible tells us in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? Because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject them. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. So even though they are his people, they are still being destroyed, not because the devil is powerful, not because witches in their father's house powerful. Not because, you know, the altars in their father's house is powerful. They are being destroyed. They are his people. They are people of covenant. They carry the covenant. But yet, they are being destroyed because they lack knowledge. They don't have illumination. They don't have light. That is why they are being destroyed. That tells me, friends, when ignorance betrays you, bondage becomes available. So that's, they are being destroyed. Not because Satan is powerful. Even though they are his people, they are still being destroyed. Because they don't know. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 82 verse 5. They know not. They know not. They know not. They know not. This is 1 year you must know. This is 1 year you must know. You have to know this year. Because you cannot function without knowing. He said they know not, neither will they understand. As a result, they walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. Then the next verse, he now reminds them that you are gods. You are gods. The reason you're behaving like this is because you don't know who you are. You don't have light into who you are. The reason why you are allowing situations of life marginalize you is because you don't know who you are. The reason why you are allowing the devil oppress you is because you don't know who you are. The reason why you are sleeping in the dream and one hungry witch comes to sit on you because you don't know who you are. One retired gogo comes to sit on you because you don't know who you are. The reason why someone can arise and threaten you and you go to sleep and you are afraid because you don't know who you are. They know not. They know not. When they get to know, the equation changes. I declare over you tonight, may you know in the name of Jesus. I say you will know in the name of Jesus. You will know in the name of Jesus. The hand of the blindfolder over your life, I break it off in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. They know not. So child of God, knowing what God has done for you in Christ is not enough. You must go a step further by knowing what to do to make what Jesus has done a reality in your life. Hallelujah. So understand that God doesn't just want us to be aware of what he has done for us in Christ. He also wants us to know what he has done for us in Christ so that it can be manifested in our lives. So when God has said to us as a family, as a church family, it is a year of light. Wherever you are, it's your year of light. That is, it means by the Holy Spirit, he wants to grant us access to deep things. He wants to grant us access into insights, access into wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God wants, by the Holy Ghost, open you and I up this year to deep things of the knowledge of his ways. Deep things of his of the knowledge of his ways, of his will. Friends, when you receive revelation, your victory becomes unstoppable. Give Jesus praise. Please give Jesus praise. Number two thing I want you to look at concerning light. Light also represents understanding. This year, God will be giving you unusual understanding. Unusual understanding. Knowledge simply means information that brings you to the awareness or discernment of what you require to gain access to possibility that is available. Knowledge brings you to the place where you have access to information that brings you to the awareness of what you require to gain access to possibilities that are available. And often, just because a person has received the knowledge of a thing doesn't necessarily translate into experience. Just because you have received a knowledge of a thing, it does not necessarily translate into experience. It doesn't translate into experience. So having the knowledge of something without understanding it will deny you from experiencing the blessing that thing carries. It will deny you from experiencing the blessing. And not through our scriptures, you will see that some of the miracles Jesus performed were miracles of understanding. Because when they understand, they are able to receive what is available. One of the classic examples was when the Ethiopian eunuch, the first guy in Africa that received the gospel in Acts of Apostles chapter 8. He was reading about the messianic prophecy and he was confused as he was reading. Then the Holy Ghost directed Philip to him, Acts chapter 8 verse 30 to 31. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I?" That is why God has gathered you here. "How can I accept? Some man should guide me this week, this next 3 weeks. I am your trusted guide. I'm about to guide you into something that will revolutionize your life. By the time I finish guiding you, when the 21 days is over, you will be on a flight in the name of Jesus. What the enemy took from you, you will recover in the name of Jesus. What was denied you will be delivered to you cheaply in the name of Jesus. What you lost, you will get it back a thousand times more in the name of Jesus." Let your amen come like thunder. He said, "How can I except someone will guide me?" Another example is Acts 18. The Bible said from verse 24, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man." Look at his curriculum vitae. Look at his CV. This guy is loaded. Number one, he was a Jew. Number two, he was born in Alexandria. Number three, he was an eloquent man. Next one, mighty in scriptures. He came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. Being fervent, he was also fervent in the spirit. He was not lukewarm. The guy was on fire. He spake and taught diligent. He was a diligent tutor. And the things of the Lord he taught diligently. Knowing only, you see where his knowledge, where his understanding stopped. Knowing only. My friend, you cannot know only that you are saved and going to heaven. You must know that you are saved, you are going to heaven, you are to rule in the business place, you are to rule in your finances, you are to rule in your marriage, your children are to become all that God wants them to be. Knowing only, that was where his understanding stopped. The baptism of Paul, of John. Knowing only, the baptism of John. This man's description, so amazing. Yeah, with all his accolades, his knowledge bank was limited to the things he had an understanding on. And verse 26 said, he fearlessly preached. I want to read the TPT translation. He fearlessly preached in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila, and they have sat under the apostle Paul, I think their husband and wife or so, they've sat under the apostle Paul. Light has broken forth. When they heard Apollos' teachings, they met with him privately. They didn't want to embarrass him. And revealed to him the ways of God more completely. That is what I brought you to these 21 days to do. To reveal to you more completely the ways of God. So that by the time you finish, no matter the darkness that comes your way this year, you will shine in the name of Jesus. I say you will shine in the name of Jesus. So Apollos' problem was not ignorance. His challenge was insufficient light. Then the book of Job tells us, Job 32 verse 8, it says, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty God, giving them understanding." Understanding is a gift. God gives his children understanding. And in this year of light, God wants to give you and I understanding. Why? Because understanding comes from him. And I pray for you today that you will receive the miracle of understanding in the name of Jesus. Receive the miracle of understanding in the name of Jesus. Receive the miracle of understanding in the name of Jesus. Lack of understanding places a believer at the same level with an ignorant person. When a believer doesn't understand, they are at the same level with an ignorant person. The one who doesn't know and the one who is just aware, they will have the same results. And that's why some believers, their result looks like that of unbelievers. Their result looks like that of unbelievers because they are just aware. They are just aware. They only have knowledge, they have no understanding. So the one who is just aware and the one who doesn't know, they both will have the same result, because it will frustrate a believer who doesn't have understanding, because the word of God will look like a lie, and yet the scriptures cannot be broken. It is frustrating to know what should be and not know how to make it manifest. And the role of understanding is to make manifest what you know. What is understanding, you may ask? Understanding, listen to this. Understanding is the courage for comprehension. It is the ability to know how to apply knowledge in a way that it profits you. Understanding is the ability to know how to apply knowledge in a way that it profits you. Understanding answers the question of how. Whilst knowledge answers the question of what. Believers only stop at what. They don't know how. Are you getting something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those online, are you getting something? Put an emoji right there. Let me know that you're with me. Everybody online, just put one emoji. Put fire emoji. Put fire emoji for me, right? I like fire. Put fire emoji. Hallelujah. So knowledge answers the question what. Understanding answers the question how. When you are asking, what do I do? At this point, you are seeking for knowledge. And when you ask, how do I do it? You are seeking for understanding. Most believers know what to do, but they don't know how to do it. So the difference between two believers is understanding. They attend the same church, sit under the same pastor, use the same Bible, but hear the same message, but their results is different. Why? Because their understanding is different. 500 people can shout the same amen to the word that they have heard, and only 50% receives the manifestation. Why? It is not because the word from God, or the word from the man of God, was a lie. It is understanding that has made the difference. The word came upon the head of the ones who are knowledgeable but void of understanding, so there was no manifestation. Whilst the word comes on those who are not only knowledgeable, they also had understanding. As a result, the word produced an answer in their lives. Hear this, friends. Mastery in anything is at the realms of understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, quickly, verse 24. Mastery in everything is at the realms of understanding. Verse 24 to 27. Quickly. Where did this time go? Okay. Quickly. I have 2 minutes to just say this. And we go home. It says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I'm not just shadow boxing. Take note of that. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. He said, For an athlete to win, the athlete must know what to do. Not just doing a guesswork. That is what many believers are doing. Many believers are guessworking through destiny. They're guessworking through life. He said, not shadow boxing. I like the translation. He said, not shadow box. I pray that this year, you and I will not be shadow boxing in the name of Jesus. I pray that we are delivered from just guessing what we think is the way in the name of Jesus. I say, I pray that you will not shadow box in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not shadow box in the name of Jesus. The reason why many people are stuck and have not been able to enter the next level of God's prophetic destiny for them is because they have not received light to know what to do and also to know how to do it. So light is access to information. Light is access to knowledge. And light also means understanding. How can a believer, let's rise on our feet as I say this. How can a believer know that they have gained understanding by light? How can you? Let's rise on our feet. It is when you know how to do it. That is how you know you have gained understanding. It is when you know how to do it. It is when you reproduce the same result anytime, anywhere. That is when you will know that you've gained understanding. And when you function in light, understanding is birthed. You are able, when understanding is birthed, you are able to reproduce the same results in business, in your career, in every area where the demand is placed on you. I close with this statement. It is like in running. The elite runners, these guys maintain the same pace. Some for 20 kilometers. Thank you. You know, I always ask myself, how does an elite runner knows that he is maintaining the same pace? Maybe 2 minutes per kilometer. Understanding. So that is why he runs a race. He runs Soweto Marathon. He returns with the same results. Maybe a marathon, he returns with probably 3 hours, or let's say 2 hours 50 minutes. He goes and runs Cape Town Marathon. He returns with the same results. 2 hours, 50 minutes. Except if he wants to improve on his time. But the same, how is he? He has run the same marathon. 20, 30, 50 marathons. The same results. Maintaining the same pace. Understanding. So he's replicating, duplicating, reproducing, photocopying the same results. Whether the weather is good or bad, the same result is guaranteed. Whether witches are on the streets of Cape Town or not, the same result is guaranteed. Whether all the Inyangas in Soweto came out or not, the same result. Why? He has gained understanding that there is a movement I continue in. I will maintain the same pace to achieve the same result. I pray for you today that the light that gives understanding, let it be better than you in the name of Jesus. Receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Lift your voice and begin to bless the Lord as we go. The same result. He goes to run Chicago Marathon. The same result. He runs Comrades Marathon. The same result. Understanding. Nobody is counting his legs, but somehow he has gained mastery by understanding. Please lift your voice. This year you will duplicate the same testimony. I say you will duplicate the same testimony. You will duplicate the same testimony. I say you will duplicate the same testimony. In the name of Jesus. You will know how to do it in the name of Jesus. You will not just know what to do. You will know how to do it in the name of Jesus. You will know how to do it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.